This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I didn't watch the game the other day, but I saw the score. And dang, I was out with one of my sons, and we came back. I wanted to watch the game, and I wanted to talk about it the next day, just, you know, in passing. And I thought it would be an entertaining game, and I really wanted to see it. But we got busy doing something, and it slipped my mind. And I didn't talk about it because it slipped my mind. I got up, and I saw the score. I was like, what in the world happened? This tells you how much I'm out of tune in sports these days. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I hope you're not an Alabama fan, because if you are, wow. I'll be honest, I only saw clips of some college sports sporadically, and I saw one where they were profiling Clemson and Alabama, and I think it's because I don't watch the NFL. I don't even turn on a sports channel. The only thing I watch in sports, really, are martial arts and golf. But I saw how Clemson had gotten to the championship undefeated and were demolishing teams. I mean, they scored an average of, I think they said 46 points, almost 46 points. But Alabama scoring an average of 49 points. So you think this is going to be just a shootout. And they beat them like 44 to 15. I mean, crazy numbers. You shouldn't be that dominant over. And by the way, Alabama was number one going in. Clemson number two. The number two team just destroyed number one. I know I'm making some people have flashbacks that are Alabama fans, but this, look, let's just face it. I don't know what this Clemson team is doing, but I have never heard of a season where a team was that dominant. I mean, just crushing everybody. And then they go in and beat the number one team like they're playing high schoolers. Congratulations, Clemson. Wow. Remind me of Donald Trump whooping up on Hillary. Dragging her butt all over the field. Woo, 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 woo. And, you know, it's funny. The game does sort of mirror the political situation. Oh, they're very close. They're very close. Yeah, Alabama's number one. Alabama's a, you know, perennial favorite to win the championship. And on and on and on, right? And then what happens? Clemson comes along. Hey, I'm better than you. You're not going to win. I'm really good. I'm a lot tougher than I look. Clemson, you are the new Donald Trump. They had to open up the store to let fans go in. They opened it up to let them after the championship. I read this. And they went in and just bought everything. It's amazing what a championship will do. Wow. Isn't it amazing what our championship did for us? Huh? Come on. Strong J, conservatives, give yourselves a hand. I'm going to clap for you. It's amazing what we did for ourselves when we won the national championship of politics, the Super Bowl, defeating those lefties. And I wanted you to reflect, because you're in a new year, I want you to reflect on everything that wouldn't have happened had you lost. Think about Clemson. Would they have opened that store to go buy all those goodies if Clemson lost? No. It would be another tick mark. Alabama wins another championship. Click. Nick Saban is the greatest coach ever. Click. I don't know who coaches Clemson, but I'm going to find out, because that dude knows how to coach. He knows how to recruit. I mean, look again, look at the Trump game. Oh, man, they don't know anything. You know, Donald Trump doesn't know how to run a campaign. His people stink. He's got turnover in his campaign. Look at the polling numbers and everything leading up to what? The big win. And he didn't just beat Hillary Clinton. Given where you have to start as a Republican and where you have and where he ended up, he didn't beat her. He destroyed her. And I played a clip the other day from, Morning Joe Scarborough, where he talked about the Republicans were demolished in the midterms. We weren't demolished in the midterms. We lost the House due to cheating. We lost at least two Senate seats due to cheating, voting after the fact. And we still gained in the Senate. And you compare that to any of the two terms, midterms of Barack Obama, and tell me how we got demolished. But that's the way that supposed Republican supposed conservative wants to sell it. It's crazy that we even, I won't even refer to that clown anymore as a conservative. He is a eunuch. He is a cuckold liberal male, which I use my finger quotes in describing anything related to manhood on the left. So anyway, Donald Trump wins in the most unconventional fashion. And here's what's really interesting if you want to make the comparison. Hillary Clinton had lost the game going into the championship. She had already been beaten by baby black Jesus, right? So they just shoehorn her in. She is the perennial favorite now because she's paid her dues. And Donald Trump has been winning all season, right? He was 17-0. Did he beat 16 to 17 other people? Whatever number. Going into the championship, and they were still doubting him, so are you. And he wins. And then what's he do? He goes on to represent as a national champion. Go back and look at any, compare any stat. I dare you. Hey, leftists, listen to the program. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. You can get it downloaded so you can keep this in infamy. KJRadio.com. Go look at any of the policies that Donald Trump has done and compare them to Barack Obama in the first 2 years. And come back and get with me, okay? I know what's going to happen. You're going to be embarrassed. And you should be embarrassed. Because you just don't want to admit. This is so simple. And I get it. You're upset. You voted for the wrong people. You've been doing it for decades. We've been telling you for decades. You've been ignoring us. And suddenly, you find out we were not only right, we were overwhelmingly right, and you don't want to accept it. I get it. You don't want to admit you're wrong. But there comes a point where you just go, you know what? I'm wrong. Yeah. I screwed up. Sorry. And here's what's interesting, Democrat, leftist, progressives, whatever you want to call yourselves, demons. If you do it, it will cleanse your stinking souls. You will go, hey, this doesn't feel that bad. The thing about lefties, they don't like to admit they're wrong in anything. That's really the difference between us and them. Let me make this real clear, folks. Nobody likes to admit they're wrong. That's part of human nature. When you separate the good from the bad, the good people can admit it. Life really does boil down to something that simple. Good people go, dadgummit, what I did was wrong. And they feel bad. They have some level of empathy based on what they did that was wrong. Lefties don't. That's the good versus the bad. The right versus left. Anyway. We got a ton to talk about. 70% tax brackets. People, there's a poll that said people want to leave the United States. I'm gonna call BS on this poll. BS on leftism, because that's what we do every day, is we prove that leftists are demented.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are in the second week. I'm sorry, the third week of the government shutdown, and I say yay! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I have not felt the government shutdown. It might surprise you to know that there's not a single government employee who's missed a paycheck in the government shutdown. But to hear the Democrats talk about it, it's doom and gloom. How do we even operate? I don't know how you function. How do you even function when the government is shut down? I don't even want to go crank my car. My dog's looking at me like, you look depressed. I'm like, I am depressed. I ain't even going to feed you. Go for a walk. Do you know that the government is shut down, boy? You better get back in that your little cage on your little pad. Because, shoot, I'm not taking you for a walk. The government is shut down. Mm-mm. Don't call me for anything. People call up, hey, Kev, what's up? What? How could you possibly call me all cheerful when the government is shut down, bro? Oh, dude, I forgot. I'm sorry. The government is shut down. How do we make it? I don't know. If the government wasn't helping me breathe, how could I say, hold on a minute. Hey, government helper, come over here and help a brother breathe. Ooh, thank you. Government's like that, you know, that doting mom. Open up, okay, it's coming in, the train's coming into the station, choo-choo. You take a bite of food, right? Government tucking you into bed at night. Hey, Kev, listen, I know it's tough times right now, that mean-spirited Donald Trump, but everything's going to be okay. Thank you, government. As he rubs my butt. Hey, government, stop. You can pat my head. You can't rub my butt. Government shutdown. Boy. Oh, man. It really is fun to watch because the Democrats want to sell it as doom and gloom, and they can't sell it. So I'm going to dedicate this part of the broadcast to the government shutdown. And the fact that we have a stalwart, a general, who is saying, I don't care. Yeah, and I'm going to show you guys the contradictions. I'm going to show you that the Democrats know they are losing in the government shutdown war, but don't want to admit it. But before we get to that, I want to talk about a dude. I don't know what is this guy's problem. I'm talking about Snoop Dogg Calvin. I think his real name is Calvin. Snoop Dogg, isn't his real name Calvin? Man, Snoop Dogg, let me tell you, I would love to run into this dude on the street. Really. He's one of these guys. Snoop Dogg is he's cool. You know, we talk about smoking reefer and stuff like that and drinking chronic. He's cool. Snoop Dogg in the real world ain't jack. He's a skinny little old scared chump who would get, I mean, I'm just telling you, he would get racked in my world. Snoop Dogg would be the dude that came to a party and everybody would be like, man, he's so quiet. In my world, this dude, it's funny how these thug street gangsters think they're bad. Man, let me tell you, take away their gun, take away their little entourage, their little posse, and they are nothing. So Snoop Dogg, in the comfort of his, you know, Hollywood mansion or wherever the heck he lives, brought about by Americans who died fighting for his ability to do this, and he wants to sit there and talk about politics. A man who wholly ignored politics in the time of Obama, and I'm going to make my point, because he called the president the N-word and an MF over the government shutdown. Now, I don't know what in the world. Hey, how do you think Snoop is impacted by this? And anyway, he's not personally. Who do you think he knows? They're like, yeah, Snoop, man, this government shutdown, man, shoot. That doggone Donald Trump, man, shut down government. Black people can't eat. Black people can't make live. How we going to survive without government, man? Said nobody ever to Snoop. So why is he chiming in? Is he about to drop another worthless album? Because the last one didn't do very well. Why is he chiming in? I want you to think about what would this clown be doing if he hadn't been a gangbanger turned rapper who made well. What would he be doing? He'd be a janitor that nobody would even know. That's how, I mean, that's, America has made a success of a dude that should be, that nobody should even know. There are millions and millions of Snoop Dogs. And you know what they do? They get up in the morning, they go feed their, you know, they take care of their families, they go to work every day, do their routine, go home and rinse and repeat. And I hope at some point we can get to him. I mean, our projects are certainly trying to get to him, to reach him. Anyway, one of my buddies tweeted this. Yo, Snoop, your homie Barack Obama shut down the government 4 years ago, and you didn't say a word about it. Now, the reason why I bring this up and I put Snoop on blast, that means, you know, explain to you how hypocritical he is because that's what he is. He's a hypocrite. Snoop Dog loved Donald Trump 3 years ago, certainly 4 years ago. He thought the world of Donald Trump. His entire industry thought the world of Donald Trump. They sing about him, they talk about him, and oh, by the way, many young black kids idolize Donald Trump. The left doesn't want you to know it, and they stopped idolizing him because they've done a hit job on him. And here, America, I'm telling you, we had a hero in the black community, like Ben Carson. Donald Trump was a hero in the black community, and he declared he's a Republican, and suddenly he's a pariah. You should be asking yourself, how do you translate that message back? How do you win them back? Same thing is going on with the Tea Party movement with my team. I said, I'm not abandoning who we are. Donald Trump is the same man. Ben Carson is the same man. What did they do that became so vile? Absolutely nothing. So it tells you the vile activities came from the other side. Now, we can win them back. But Snoop Dogg didn't say a word under Barack Obama's shutdown. He used to love Donald Trump. Now he hates him. Didn't say a word against with Barack Obama's shutdown. But suddenly Donald Trump is an N-word and an MF. A motor scooter. Or a mother trucker. Pick whatever you want. The euphemism. You know what I'm saying, right? Trump is the reason black unemployment is at its lowest rate in recorded history. Trump just issued criminal justice reform that is going to free a lot of black men. Trump has appointed a black woman as a general in the Marine Corps. First one. Trump got three black thugs back from China that Barack Obama couldn't do. Trump released a woman from prison who was wholly ignored by Barack Obama. Then he ignored the basketball player. Great Rodman. He ignored Rodman when Rodman said, hey, let's go get relations with North Korea. Donald Trump has opened his office to more black folks than Barack Obama, and he's not trying to make them, he's not doing anything specific. He's not saying, come on in here, let's have some chicken and some Kool-Aid. He's just saying, hey, if you want to come by and talk, let's talk. Whether it's Jim Brown or Ray Lewis or whomever, come over, Kanye. But Snoop, the sellout, the step and fetch it silly Negro, wants to get some press. I don't know what he's doing. Because let me tell you, this government shutdown has nothing to do. This government shutdown is the best thing that could possibly happen to black folks, and Snoop Dogg knows it. His Crips are battling with MS-13 and other gangs that Trump's trying to get out of here, clown.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump at the White House on border security.
We need strong borders, and we need immigration reform. Beyond that, we need immigration reform.
In regarding the partial government shutdown and folks having to go without their paychecks, the president says,
so many of those people are saying, it's very hard for me, it's very hard for my family, but Mr. President, you're doing the right thing. Get it done. I've had so many of them.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president is overstating his numbers.
President Trump once again tried to claim there was a crisis at the border.
The fact is, migrant border crossings have been declining for nearly two decades.
Meanwhile, President Trump is meeting with lawmakers currently on Capitol Hill. Look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is up over 100 points. S&P and NASDAQ also up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The border wall. That's the reason for the shutdown, right? Yeah, the border wall. Trying to protect American citizens and having to take a stance against the very people who are supposed to be protecting American citizens. That's what President Trump is doing. Now, people can say, he's shutting down the government. No. The people who are not allowing him to do his constitutional right, I mean what he takes is the oath of office, I should say, to protect the citizens of the United States, is not being allowed. So he's saying, I take drastic measures to do my job. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Making sanity out of leftism as best I can. There's no way to do it, I'll be honest with you. Don't try this at home, people. It's dangerous work. Yeah, the Democrats don't care about your safety. I love how they always say, we really care about border security, but we do nothing. We care about border security, but we allow them to come in and we give them sanctuary. We release them back onto the streets. We don't want ICE to detain them in any way. And if you sue them, we allow them to sue you back even harder. But we protect, we believe in border security. Wow. Give me your record, Democrat. I would call the show. KJRadio.com, so you can get a hold of us, 844-551-8255. I know you're listening. Call the show and debate me on your level of border security and what we've done over the last whatever number of decades, since the time of Reagan. And Reagan screwed it up. Oh, yeah, I said it. One of my idols, Ronald Reagan, he screwed up immigration. He believed the Democrats when they said they would stop bringing people in mass, because if you just do these certain things for us, you give to us, we'll give you back. They never give back. That's what Democrats do. They take, and they promise, well, we'll help you. When I tell you what, as soon as I'm doing good, I'll be able to help you. They're just never doing good. Oy. I'm just telling you, don't believe them. It is a lie. And what's funny about it, Donald Trump's making his speech. And maybe he made it. I don't know. I don't watch network TV much anymore. And what do they want to do? The networks go, well, we need to maybe not even publicize this speech. You know why they wouldn't publicize Obama's speeches towards the end of his career? Because nobody cared. Nobody paid attention. It wasn't good for ratings. If they put Trump on NBC, CBS, any of these regular fake news channels, people will watch it. That, you know what the debate is? Do we give up, you know, this big market share? Or, you know, what happens? That's what the debate is for them. Because there is no debate. They don't want his message out there. Over and over. Network by network. And what's funny, all the political pundits are saying, we shouldn't broadcast this. It would be like letting propaganda spread. Propaganda. A man who says, we need to build a barrier, a wall, I don't care what you call it, we need to build this in order to keep people from streaming over here willy-nilly and killing folks. I even had, I saw a tweet, Dennis Michael Lynch actually said, and look, I don't care about Sean. I mean, I like Sean. We're friends and everything. But, well, I say that. We're acquaintances. Because, boy, once Fox puts you on the blacklist, pardon the pun, you know, none of them talk to you. But Dennis Michael Lynch said, Sean Hannity used angel parents, people whose kids were killed by illegals, used them to get ratings. And I'm saying, he didn't use them to get ratings. He used them to tell their story. And Dennis Michael Lynch goes, you and President Trump should be ashamed of yourself. No, Dennis Michael Lynch, you should be ashamed of yourself. I wish we could get every person impacted negatively by illegal immigration in any way, shape, or form. And you know what you'd have? You'd have millions of Americans that are telling horror stories. And Dennis Michael Lynch is joining with the left in this? Are you kidding? These people are deranged, folks. And here's Don Lemon who suggested they should screen what Trump says before they hear it. And Cuomo makes some sense out of it. Here it is.
Do you think it should be, I don't know, a delay of some sort? And then you can, because people believe it. People, the president will say what he has to say. People believe it, whether the facts are true or not. I guess that's a chance you take with any president, but yeah. this one is different. And then by the time the rebuttals come on, we've already promoted propaganda, possibly, unless he gets up there and he tells the truth.
He has his right to make the argument to the American people.
I mean, that's the level that leftists are willing to go. There are people discussing, how do we limit his ability to speak about this issue? Now, let's talk about the truth. Let's talk about, because Lemon says, unless he gets up there and tells the truth. What has Donald Trump lied about with the border? What has he said that's a lie? Yeah, it's funny. There are still people fact-checking and counting the so-called Trump lies because they think it's going to do. What happens? Do you get to a certain number and get a prize? And what is a lie? When everything you believe is wrong, how do you judge the lie? In other words, if you live among thieves, the man who doesn't steal is a bad guy. You don't get it. If you live among thieves, you don't understand why this guy won't be a thief. He is crazy and deranged in your idea. Look, folks, it's like a person who grows up in an abusive environment. He goes out into the real world. He doesn't see the abuse. He goes, what's wrong with these people? And you know what that person seeks out? Abusers or people who understand abuse. And they can go to them like a radar. There you are. Come here, woman. You're used to getting your butt whooped. So come on in with my life so I can give you what you're used to. And that becomes the new norm. And then they get together, have kids. Those kids see the violence in the cycle, and it continues. And what Donald Trump has done is he's interrupted the abuse. He says, hey, that's not the way life works. The abuse that's been occurring that I just described, that's us, people. We're the ones being abused. We're the people who every single day, the very people that we think love and care about us, that we elect, that we send to Washington, D.C., they get up in the morning demanding, wondering, well, how did you sleep in? Why is my breakfast not ready? And before they head off to go do their fun, they beat our butts, send us off to go prostitute on a corner, come home, demand our money, wonder why the food isn't made and the kids aren't taken care of, and we go, we want some more. Can you give us some more? That's what we do. We're sick. And it took somebody to come in and break the cycle of abuse. And I'm going to tell you right now, you better be supporting Donald Trump. He says he's gotten more support over the border wall than anything. And I'm not even going to play it now because I want to play it in contrast. In the next segment, I want to play it in contrast to what the Democrats are saying. Just telling you, we've got these guys right where we want them. It's gotten so desperate, Adam Schiff blamed the Tea Party for government shutdowns. Check out this clip.
we allow this continual process that was really modernized by the Tea Party, that if I don't get what I want, if I don't get what I don't have the votes for, if I don't get what the country doesn't want, I'm just going to shut down the government. If you reward the president with that kind of tactic, Jake, then we're going to see every year the president shutting down the government, and we just can't afford to do business that way.
So after I saw that, one of my buddies who's a big-time politico, you know, worked for the Bush administration, Bush won. And anyway, he tweeted, there have been 23 government shutdowns since 1976. 17 of those 23, the House was controlled by Democrats. And six of them, Democrats controlled both the White House, both the House and the White House. So in other words, the Democrats are better at shutting down the government than anybody. The last government shutdown was Barack Obama, and it was over Obamacare. So these guys, very disingenuous. But what's funny about it, the Tea Party has been pretty much non-existent over the last couple of years. And in the time of a government shutdown, what does Adam Schiff do? He goes to the dog whistle of Tea Party, thinking it's going to bait the, oh, that nasty old Tea Party. Well, why not, let's go bring up the Tea Party racist again. You know, let's talk about that. It's just, this is a level of desperation. And here's what I'm going to prove to you. I'm going to prove to you here in a minute that the Democrats know their position is it's a losing position. And I'm going to juxtapose what they say to what Donald Trump says. And then I'm going to pose to you why this whole fake news thing has come up. I want you to, I guess what I'm saying is this. We now know how to listen. We now know how to discern the truth from the lie. I don't know how you feel about Trump. I know Donald Trump has a way of sort of making things bigger than what it is, and it appears that he's lying. It's the best ever. It's the greatest. But if you just take away that bit of hyperbole, the guy pretty much tells you exactly what he's going to do, and he does it. And I want you to listen to the Democrats here in a bit, and I want you to tell me your thoughts on what you heard from him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Almost everybody in the room, I don't want to say everybody, believes that shutting down government is a stupid public policy. It puts 800,000 people who work for the federal government at risk, and it puts millions of people who rely on the federal government on a daily basis at risk. We are going to propose tomorrow a bill that has gotten the support of the Senate and the House.
But the White House says it's a non-starter, sir, so why move forward?
Because that is our responsibility as a co-equal branch of government, to do that which we think is right.
Sign the bill. What's the point?
We hope he will compromise. He ought to compromise. We are for border security, but we are also for operating the people's government in an effective fashion.
The bottom line is very simple. At our last meeting, the president said, I am going to shut the government down. They are now feeling the heat. It is not helping the president. It is not helping the Republicans to be the owners of this shutdown. Today we gave them an opportunity to get out of that and open up the government as we debate border security. And to say to them, because he says he won't sign it and use the government as hostage, we should just give in. The American people don't want that. That's bad for our country, and that's not the way to govern.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Got a question for you. Who do you think these people go to when they talk about the experts? I played a clip from Chuck Schumer the other day where he says, the border wall will do nothing to help. All the experts say that. And I asked a simple question. Who are they? Name the experts. Can we get these experts to come on TV and go, no, walls don't help? Interesting. Because I'll tell you, I've told you my quick little story about I didn't even jump a fence. I couldn't even go over a fence to go on a baseball field so I could do some training with one of my sons. I don't know how you feel about a wall, but when I see one, I don't immediately go, how am I going to get over this? I go, wow, let me go see if I can find a legal entrance and is it open? And if it's not open, I pretty much walk away. It's a deterrent. If that wall isn't there, I'm going straight through. I don't care if it's a wall around a park, you know, something that did an obstruction. You walk around it, generally speaking, and find another way. Most people don't jump a fence, cut through, jump a fence on the other side and go through. They just walk around. Walls, it's proven. And what cracks me up is the Democrats pretend that they can sell us on the idea that putting up a fence, a barrier, a wall, whatever you want to call it, does nothing. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'd really like to know what you think of a wall or a barrier. Does it hinder you in any way? Let's just say for the sake of discussion, there's a wall somewhere. I'm talking about an enclosed thing. And somebody, 100 people approach the wall. How many of them actually scale the wall? Just as a general, from a general perspective. You guys want to throw in? So you want to go 80? My producer goes, oh, the old 80-20 rule. No, I don't even think 20 of them go over it. I think maybe 2. But for the sake of this discussion, let's say it is 20. What did the other 80 do? They didn't do it. So if you could stop 80% of the illegal flow coming into America by building the wall, wouldn't you do it? See, this is common sense. This is not rocket science. Now, using it to shut down the government. The left, and I want to go through everything these guys said. It's stupid public policy, is what he said. Shutting down the government. Maybe so, but it has been done before. Did any of the people that said it is stupid government policy to shut down the government over Obamacare say it when Barack Obama did it? Did they say that? No. They said nothing. The Democrats were all for shutting down the government at that time. And Barack Obama was so hell-bent on getting Obamacare that he shut down the government. And the Republicans caved. Well, guess what? Turnabout's fair play. So what does Steny Hoyer say? 800,000 government people are at risk. They're not at risk of anything. They won't lose a dime. When the government reopens, they get all their money. From what I'm told, they're getting their paychecks now. Then, as I jokingly talked about earlier, he says, millions of people who rely on the government daily are at risk. At risk for what? Look, go 1 degree of separation, tell me, call the show, let me know who's impacted. Go 2 degrees of separation. I'll put it to you this way. I know of one family, I've talked to them, they couldn't get their IRS documents for a loan. And they went, who cares? I can't tell a single story of anybody else that's been impacted by the government. Not one. People know I'm in politics. My entire family are Democrats. Not a single one of them has called me up and said, Kevin, that Donald Trump shut down the government, man, this impacted my check. I didn't get this or that. Nothing. Go 2 degrees of separation. Do you know of somebody that knows of somebody? Give me your government horror story. I'm going to make you a bet. I don't think you have one. So what they've done now, the Democrats proposed a bill that they knew Donald Trump would reject. And the reporters are going, why are you sending a bill that the White House is telling you up front is going to be rejected?
Because it's our duty. That's what we're supposed to do.
No, you're supposed to send a bill that you think he would be willing to compromise on. Right? But they don't, because they want to do political maneuvering. They picked the wrong dude to do this with, because Donald Trump is going, I'm not political maneuvering. If you don't send me a bill that funds my wall, I'm not signing it, and the government will stay closed. But then it gets good, because the guy goes, we hope he will compromise. We are for border security. I've already laid out the gauntlet. Democrats don't give a crap about border security. They rely on border insecurity. When they tell you what they want, they don't want it. But now it gets good, because Chuck Schumer jumped in and he says, bottom line is simple. The president is feeling the heat. Now I'm going to ask you a question, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you really believe that the president is feeling the heat? He's got no election coming up. Poll numbers are, I don't even think he cares. Do you really think he's feeling the heat? Let me let you hear what President Trump
said. And I just wanted to explain the folks that I'm with on the day, as people I've known very well over the last 2 years, people that have been extremely supportive of what we're doing on the border. They're tough. They're smart. They think. They love our country. They have every quality. And I'll tell you what, I really know them well, and they have the kind of qualities that we need in our country. And they've done a fantastic job at the border. It's ICE and it's Border Patrol, and a man who's really become a friend in a sense, Brandon. I will say this, Brandon Judd has been a stalwart in terms of justice for people, in terms of fairness, and in terms of the toughness you need. You have some pretty tough situations. It doesn't get much tougher. So I just want to thank Brandon and all of the folks. I'm going to have them introduce themselves right now and also say a few words about the wall, about, you can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially we need protection in our country. We're going to make it good. The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier. I have never had anything like it in terms of calls coming in terms of people writing in and tweeting and doing whatever they have to do. I've never had this much support, and we've done some things that, as you know, have been very popular.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I want to go back to what Chuck Schumer said. He said, we gave them the opportunity to get out of that, because he says the president's feeling the heat. He says, gave him the opportunity to get out of his crazy ideas and debate border security. He says, American people don't want the government shut down, and they don't want the wall, is what he's trying to tell you. Now, let me tell you what Chuck Schumer is telling you. American people do want the wall. Chuck Schumer wants a debate with the president because he needs a way out. I want you to, when you hear these guys, you got to think opposite. That's the only way to understand them. You must think opposite. Okay? So President Trump comes on, the guy who coined the term fake news, and he says to you, I have never received more support from people than I'm receiving right now on this issue. Who do you believe? Do you believe the left, who want to tell you that 800,000 people are at risk, millions are dying on the vine, and they've given him a reasonable proposal, and he won't compromise, and he's feeling the heat? Or do you believe the guy that says, I made you a campaign promise, I haven't broken any thus far, and I'm not about to start?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.